Now, we're going to start by talking about an organisation that is looking for volunteers in Kerry at the moment. And in case you haven't heard of it, the organisation is called HUGG, H-U-G-G. And it's all about looking after and giving a voice to people who have been bereaved by suicide. Amanda is on the line now from West Cork. She is one of the volunteers with HUGG, and she's telling us about what they do and why they need volunteers in Kerry. Amanda, you're so welcome. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Deirdre. Thanks very much for having me on and a chance to spread the word about HUGG.
Absolutely. Well, you might start maybe, Amanda, by telling us what HUGG is, because some people may not have heard of it.
Absolutely. HUGG stands for Hearing Untold Grief Groups, and it's an organisation that was set up by an amazing woman called Fiona, who was bereaved by suicide. And she realised that actually when she was looking for support, there was not really anyone to talk to, and she set up this organisation. There are now about 17 groups, but they're mostly up sort of north of us. I'm down in West Cork and you're in Kerry, and we're hoping to set up a group down here. And the groups are for people who've been bereaved by suicide and provide a safe space where you can share your experience, you can talk, those kinds. Because being bereaved by suicide is quite a different experience. And all the facilitators are trained really well by HUGG, and I've gone through that training. And the other thing too is that all the facilitators themselves have been bereaved by suicide, so we understand the journey that people are on.
May I ask you a little bit about your own story, Amanda? I understand you lost your dad through suicide. Was that very long ago?
It was. I grew up, I mean, you can tell by my accent that I'm not a native West Cork person, but I did grow up in a very rural area, and I've been in West Cork over about a quarter of a century, I think, now. And my father died by suicide, I'd say it's well over 30 years ago. And I have to say that was the last time we ever spoke about him. And everything went quiet, and I know so many people where they've had that experience, is that it's very difficult to speak about it in the community. It's difficult for people to understand their own feelings about it, but also within the community, people don't know what to say, or it can be awkward. And we've moved a long, long way in terms of, like, suicide is something we're all aware of. But HUGG has done some really good research, actually, showing that after a suicide, people really need to talk, and it's really beneficial for sort of mental health and support and sort of getting back on track with the lives again.
Your experience, Amanda, sorry to interrupt, from your experience, is it a bad thing not to speak about the person who died by suicide?
Hugely. Absolutely. Like I say, my father died over 30 years ago, and we all went silent. It was just sort of, it was not mentioned again. And the ripple effect, like I didn't, my brothers and sisters to this day still don't talk about it. And then I heard HUGG being advertised three or four years ago, and I went, that's something that I can do, because I've been fortunate. I had a lot of support, and, you know, I have a really lovely life. But through HUGG and meeting people and talking to them, I feel like I've found my voice again. So I can speak, you know, and I can talk about my father sort of joyfully and remember all the good things, not just the very last thing.
And why do you think it is, Amanda, that people don't speak about their loved one? Is there an element of shame about it? Is it confusion? Is it anger?
I think it can be all of those things. It's, you know, no one ever knows really why it's happened, and that was certainly my experience, was that I knew my father wasn't well, but I didn't realise how unwell. And I think generally in society, you know, we had a long history of sort of like, it's a difficult thing, and, you know, perhaps people, certainly in my family, they did feel ashamed, which was you know, it's really unfortunate.
That can't have been easy.
No, well, it isn't, but there are ways around, and things are so much better now. And with these hug groups, it really does sort of fill my heart with joy, actually, just talking with other people. And I was talking with someone just recently, and she said, I can't believe the relief in that I can be in a safe space with people, and I can talk about suicide, and no one's sort of taking a deep breath or looking away or anything. It's that we can share what we need to say, which is great.
And it's not what HUG does. It's not counselling per se. It's more listening, really, and understanding and empathy.
Absolutely. It absolutely is not counselling. There are some fantastic organisations that, you know, like Pieta House, and down here we have Lachine's House, and, you know, they and the HSE will provide the counselling and psychotherapy. This is a support group. It's just for providing a safe space where people can talk and feel that they can say what they want to say, or listen to other people's journeys and realise that they're not alone.
And I would imagine as well that from speaking to people yourself since you became a volunteer, that you're probably seeing similarities in the issues that arise for the suicide bereaved.
It's quite extraordinary. I mean, as I say, my journey started over 30 years ago, and I can be talking to someone who was bereaved maybe 9-10 months ago, and they're having similar experiences. And what I'm able to say is, it's okay. You know, these things happen, but you will survive. There is hope. It's going to be fine. And sometimes we have a really good laugh in the group. No, it's not all that sort of doom and gloom and worry, which is, you know, I think people need to feel that there are other people that have got their back.
Exactly. And Amanda, it's not a phone line or anything, is it? It's more of a place to meet physically or meet online, I presume.
Well, yes. I mean, obviously with COVID, a lot of it went online, but and now HUG... They're really sort of up with all the technology, so that you can meet. There are groups in different areas, and like I said, we're trying to get an in-person group going for the West Cork and Kerry region, but we need volunteers who are willing to be trained as facilitators, because we have to make sure that, you know, there are enough facilitators so that it's that everyone's taken care of. But at the moment, I facilitate an online group, so we all meet on Zoom, and people are all over the country. And there are other groups where they're what they call hybrid, so you can come in person, or you can, you know, if you can't get to the meeting, you can join online.
So if there's anybody listening in Kerry who has been suicide bereaved within the last 3 years, I presume outside of 3 years, the last 3 years, because as you say in your press release, they must be 3 years into their own grief journey. You're asking them to maybe think about getting involved and becoming a facilitator.
Absolutely. I mean, one of the things that, like I say, is HUG's run really professionally and make sure that everyone's taken care of. So you can only be a facilitator if you are 3 years or more into your journey of your bereavement. And I have to say, I've got so much out of it. I just love it, and now I'm completely passionate about, you know, let's get a group going in West Cork or a group going in Kerry, because I've had so much benefit from it personally, and I hope that sort of facilitating the groups, it's helped other people. So if anyone has been bereaved by suicide, is take that deep breath and come join us.
And the website is hug.ie, and that's HUG with 2 G's.
That's it. It's very easy, and there's a fantastic support team and administrators. They really, really take care of us.
That's wonderful to hear. Well, just a final message to go out, Amanda. To lose somebody through suicide, be they a family member or a friend, is just such an awful, terrible thing to happen to anybody. But you're here to tell us that life does go on. There is a grief journey to be gotten through, but there is a life beyond it as well.
Absolutely. I mean, life is never the same. I mean, it just isn't. But if we with the support and talking and everything, is you just fill your life with other things. It's different, but it's still, I mean, I'm 30 years on and I have just a wonderful life. And of course, I miss my dad, but, you know, There is hope. There is hope, and we people can get through this.
Very good. Well, that's a lovely positive message to get out. Amanda, it's been really lovely to speak to you this afternoon, and well done on the time and the passion you're putting into being a HUG volunteer. Hopefully we'll get some Kerry people who'll be interested in getting involved as a result of this interview. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And hope there are a few people that step up and come join us. It's well worth doing. Thank you.
Fingers crossed. That is Amanda there speaking to us from West Cork. She is a volunteer with HUG, and that organisation is spelled H-U-G-G, and they specifically look after and help the families of those bereaved by suicide. So if you want to find out more about what they do, or indeed you might be interested in becoming a volunteer yourself, hug.ie.